All right. I'm sorry, but I just took a look at the first item up for bids here. So again, the setup here, Esmeralda, tell everybody, you love infomercials, you love as seen on TV gadgets and products, right?
Oh, yeah.
And if
sure.
you had a disposable income, tons of it, you would buy a lot of it.
I think I would just buy one of those as seen on TV stores and then not let people in. Be like, sorry, this is all mine.
Sorry. Go to Gold Coast Video right next door. You guys remember Gold Coast Video?
Yeah.
Good Lord. All right. All right, is everybody ready? Are we ready now? Vic, you have the info on the items?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and Dan, the listeners can look at these items if they want to see them themselves to help them visualize facebook.com/NickDShow, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, here we go. Item number one, and it was sent to us by listener Ashley. Thank you, Ashley. It is the pre-poo toilet spray. Toilet spray. Proactive odor protection. Instead of waiting until the deed is done, simply spray the pre-poo toilet spray onto the surface of the water before you poo. I'm just reading what it says here. Keep nasty smells in your bowl. The VI poo formula spreads across the surface of the water, trapping any smells underneath. It contains essential oils. After a flush, it releases a fresh fragrance, leaving the bathroom smelling great. It lasts. It's 300 sprays per bottle. About 2 weeks for me. Oh, wait a minute now. Hold on. Perfect for on the go. The small, convenient, non-aerosol spray bottle is easily portable. Quantity may require 3 to 5 sprays, depending on the strength of your previous bathroom business. $8.90. Yeah, Vic, just take the lid off and pour the whole thing in when Vic goes in. $8.99 is the cost. The pre-poo toilet spray. Should we start with Dan and then go to Vic? Okay, Dan.
Wow. Esmeralda strikes me as a person who is always very cognizant of things and is always... a person who leaves a room in a better shape than she found it type person.
Yeah.
But I'd imagine she probably has this stuff already kind of on lock. So I will vote no.
You're voting no. Okay. Dan is voting no. Vic?
Yeah, I will go no as well on this one.
Okay.
It doesn't get rid of the smell, by the way. I have a product called Poopery.
Oh, yeah, we have that in the bathroom here.
Do you?
It's in
what
the bathroom.
What bathroom are you using?
I'm using the bathroom that's in the studio.
Oh, I didn't know you had a bathroom in there.
Why do you think I stay up here all the time? It's literally 10 feet from where I'm sitting.
Wow.
It's like a private bathroom with a lock.
Yeah, I remember you talking
this
about it.
This studio rules, man.
That's cool.
And there's reverb in the bathroom.
Right.
So you're saying no.
Yeah,
now,
no.
Now, does Poopery work for you?
I was going to say, it changes the odor. It does not eliminate the odor.
All right.
I wouldn't say that there's a refreshing fragrance.
All right.
When you're, no.
Okay. Well, you say no. Dan says no. I, too, will say no. So this is either it's a push at this point. Oh, no pun intended.
What
oh,
is that drum?
Man. I didn't even know that. Oh.
All right.
I didn't. I swear to God, I didn't even realize it till 10 seconds after I said it.
Right when Esmeralda's head hit the keyboard.
God,
laughter.
I'm sorry. It's going to be a push. God. All right, Esmeralda, we all said no. What do you think?
What's wrong with all of you? Yes.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding me? I've been watching for like the past few days the commercials for all these things.
Uh-huh.
For the Poopery and for the new one, Unicorn Gold.
Unicorn Gold?
It's by the people who did Squatty Potty. It's essentially a step that you that you when you're on
yes,
the,
you put it around the base yes. of the toilet, and your legs are
yes.
You rest your feet on it, and then your knees are up higher.
Yes, yeah, so they've made a spray as well.
My parents have one of those things.
Oh
the,
yeah,
yeah, the toilet stoop or whatever the hell it is.
they made one. They have a spray called Unicorn Gold, and okay. there's actual gold in it because apparently that chemical or that you know. What is it? Mineral?
I don't know.
Gold is?
Yeah,
it's supposed to grab onto the odors.
Okay, so we're batting 1,000 here, guys, already.
Oh, and your bathroom does not have the poopery, I looked.
It doesn't?
It
used
FYI.
To. It used to. It used to have it in there. Maybe it's in one of the drawers. Maybe somebody put
no,
it
No, I looked.
You looked and it's gone? Somebody
I
took
didn't
the,
see it.
Somebody took the poopery out of the bathroom here?
It's now in Esmeralda's apartment.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you just gave. I don't think we need Columbo for this mystery. I think we know where the poopery went. Wow, that was a disastrous opening round, guys.
You know nothing about me. Come on.
I don't know her at all. All right, we got a break. We got weather and traffic. And then we'll come back with more. All right. Wildcard Wednesday continues. 773 area code requests T-Rex, the great T-Rex, light of love right there. All right, 312-981-7200. Nick DiGilio here. We're here till 5 a.m. as we are every weekday morning. Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell, and Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran at 6. All right, we are back to Would Esmeralda Buy That? And so far, Vic and Dan and myself, nothing.
Which means we're all tied for first place.
That's right. That's a good way of looking at it. All right. Our next one is suggested by listener Hawk of May. Hi, Hawk of May. And it's Mistaken Lyrics Drinking Glasses. Mistaken Lyrics Drinking Glasses. Comes in a set of 16, with each glass holds 16 ounces. Features classic misheard lyrics printed on the glass. Here are some examples. On a dark desert highway, Cool Whip in my hair.
You should sing them.
I like big butts in a can of limes. There's a bathroom on the right. Oh, this is actually, count the headlights. Well, that actually should be the second part of the other one, right? Because it's hold me close, Tony Danza. Count the headlights on the highway. And there's the sheep don't like it. Rock the cat box. Rock the cat box. This is the dawning of the age of asparagus. And do you like bean enchiladas? Getting caught in the rain. So those are just some examples of the misheard lyrics that are on these glasses. $185. Jeez. $185? Again, price is kind of no object at this point. $185 for the set of 16. Dan, what do you think?
I am going to steal a page out of Vic Vaughn's strategy. And Vic Vaughn is always impressed when Esmeralda always finds two uses for one object. So this not only holds her drink,
yeah,
but it's a party conversation starter. So I will vote yes.
You're voting yes. Vic, what about you?
One thought came to my mind when he said he was stealing a page out of my playbook, and that was, why would you do that? But I am going to say yes.
All right. I, too, will say yes. And just personally, I would love these things. I think these are great. So all three of us, Esmeralda, this could be a big zilch again, or one for all of us. Esmeralda, would you indeed buy the Mistaken Lyrics Drinking Glasses?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, and then I would sing the songs every time.
Right. And then Dave Ennett's ears would perk up, and he would have to hypnotize his cats.
And cats, go!
Okay. All right, well, we're tied all at one. All right, are you ready for the next item up for bids? This was suggested by our listener, Paul. Now, this is the Bacon Boss Microwave Bacon Cooker. Now, Esmeralda, you do not indeed have a microwave.
I don't.
But the question is...
But we can pretend.
If you did have a microwave.
Right.
Okay. The Bacon Boss Microwave Bacon Cooker. This easy-to-use microwave bacon tray makes frying bacon fast and tasty. Tempered glass lid, it's a tempered glass lid bacon press, helps keep the bacon flat for less shrinkage and even cooking. The pan traps and recirculates heat for faster cooking bacon. Microwave bacon without a mess, less grease and fat means healthier, crispier bacon. There's no such thing as healthy bacon. just to let you know. Eliminate stuck-on bacon grease. The Bacon Boss is dishwasher safe and easy to clean. It's $24.35. The Bacon Boss Microwave Bacon Cooker. All right. Dan, if she had a microwave, would she take advantage of this item?
I believe she would.
Okay.
I'm going to go yes.
You're just going to go yes. Okay. Vic, what about you, man?
No.
Any particular reason?
Yeah, I think Esmeralda enjoys a slice of bacon every now and then, like pretty much all of us.
Yeah.
And you can't get bacon that tastes as good as you traditionally cook it in a skillet.
Yeah.
You can't microwave bacon.
No, there are, I know, I mean, I think it's weird that you can't, you know, so you're saying no.
No.
I, too, will say no. So this could be a big move for Dan. This could be a big move. I'm just going to say no because I'm going to just trust that Esmeralda's culinary knowledge and skills would trump that. Oh, God. Why did I even say that word? Would jeez. Oh, God. Anyway, so, yeah, what would I'm saying no. So Vic and I say no. Dan says yes. Esmeralda?
Yes.
God.
I actually had something like this growing up, not with a lid, but you put it in the microwave and then it was on a diagonal.
Yeah, they have those. They're actually a name for those. I can't remember. The wavy bacon waver?
No,
wavy.
That thing, it like stands them up. This just, it had little ridges and then it was a little bit on a slant.
Uh-huh.
So then all the bacon grease would fly down. Yeah, my parents still have it. I thought it was amazing.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I grew up eating microwave bacon.
Well, see, now, I didn't know that. Had I known that, Dan, did you have pre-knowledge of that? Did you know?
I did not know of Esmeralda's bacon-eating past.
But like you grew up eating microwaved bacon?
By the way, I would eat not one, many pieces of bacon.
Oh, no, listen.
Mick.
Let me explain something. Yeah, right. Listen, nobody eats one piece of bacon.
No.
Nobody does. It's when I was a drinking man, I never went out for a beer. You know how people go, let's go out for a beer. No.
Where did everybody go?
Yeah, 6 hours later, I'm like, where the hell is everybody? I want some bacon. All right. So Dan is a Dan. Nice job, man.
Thank you. You know, when you were describing your answer, I was just like, but the one thing is, the only thing that would, you know, be bigger or a bigger impulse than, you know, wanting a fresh, nicely cooked piece of bacon is having a nice piece of bacon cooked very quickly.
Yeah. You know? No, it's true. I mean, look, I don't know. I just thought because she's such a good cook, I thought you were just, you're such a good cook, Esmeralda.
Oh, it takes forever to put it in the oven.
You would not break tradition and microwave bacon. I didn't know it was a childhood memory of yours.
Yeah, but it also makes a horrific mess on the stove.
Yeah,
you're supposed to do it in the oven, but that takes a million years.
In the oven, it takes forever. I know. But it's worth it.
Some things are worth the wait and the cleanup.
Now, what about that pre-cooked bacon that you can buy that you throw in the microwave?
No. Oh, sorry. You're asking.
All right. That was.
It's not would Vic buy that.
No. All right. We got a break here for the news and then more would Esmeralda buy that. And we've got a Blackhawks Express, a very unfortunate Blackhawks Express from last night, the worst game of the season thus far. We'll take a break. Yeah. 331 area code on Wild Card Wednesday. Fiona with Here It Comes Again. Is there a video attached to that, Dan?
I am looking at a lyric video, but there does seem to be others online, yes.
I was going to say, because it's probably pretty special. Considering when that would be very lovely 80s references, I would imagine, throughout the whole thing. Okay. Are we ready to get back to work? Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
Now you're in studio with me.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
You're not in the hut.
No.
Mary's in the hut.
Mary has taken over the hut.
I am sorry to interrupt, but You will not believe who's playing guitar in the video for Fiona's Hearts of Fire.
For her song Hearts of Fire?
Yes.
Who?
It was a man who graced us with his presence earlier this week and recently won a Nobel Prize.
Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan is playing guitar on a song by Fiona.
Yes.
Huh.
That's not me. That's a lie.
Well, you heard it straight from the horse's mouth.
Just stopped in to say that. I don't even know who Fiona is. I know Fiona Apple.
He knows Fiona Apple, but not this other
but
Fiona.
But this other, it's a lie!
Apparently, Fiona was also an actress, and she played his love interest in the film Hearts of Fire.
What? Does she have a last name? She didn't go by Fiona in the movie, did she?
No, her full name is Fiona Flanagan.
Yeah, that helps. Okay, thanks. That clears everything up. All right, let's get back to Wood Esmerelle to buy that. Yeah! All right, so so far, Dan is in the lead. Vic, you and I have one correct. Dan has two correct. So we got to make a move, man.
I thought I was last time.
Yeah, come on. All right, now that I shave every day, my face itches because I'm keeping the mustache. I hate it. That's why I can't wait until the Movember is over and I raise money for men's health.
Yes.
Then I can let the scruffy stuff grow back. So
how do you get that money?
Oh, that's a good question. I have a Movember page. I started growing a mustache, and it's coming in good. It's here. It's a Fu Manchu. And it's for Movember. You can check out. Can we post it on our Facebook page? I would love it if you donated. It goes to men's health issues, prostate, testicular cancer, mental health. And throughout Movember, you grow a mustache. You shave at the beginning of November, and then you grow a mustache, keep it going through November. And then Movember, the website, raises money. And I'm trying to raise $2,000 this year. I raised over $1,000 last year, and I was pushing it up. So give some money. It's a good cause. It's a good cause. So go. We'll put up on my Movember page, and please donate whatever you can. And then there's pictures of me from November 1st through now on the page, so you can see the progress that my mustache has made. Didn't somebody put that together last year into a little film? They put it all together. I think a listener actually posted it on a Facebook page where they took all the pictures and put them together so it like looked. You could actually see the mustache grow.
Oh.
All right, let's get back to Wood Esmerelle to buy that. How about this? Next item, everybody. This is from our listener, Charlie. Thank you, Charlie. The Hanging Pocket Planter. Create a beautiful vertical garden for an entire green wall. Features 12 pocket planters to hold various plants, made from 100% recycled PET plastic bottles. Hangs like, feels like soft felt, but it's sturdy, has reinforced holes and straps for hanging. Recommended for outdoor use, but can be converted to indoors using a wood or plastic backing. $29.95, the Hanging Pocket Planter. Dan!
This strikes me as something that Esmeralda would like to have, but she also realizes how much work it would be, so she would ultimately vote no.
Okay.
I was totally thinking the same thing. I'm going to go thumbs down.
And I was thinking the exact same thing, and I'm also thinking about what Smokey would do with it, her cat. I think Smokey would have a field day with it after putting in all that hard work. So are we all three no's? Three no's, Esmeralda?
Yes.
What?
Smokey is fat. She can't jump that high. Or chooses not to jump that high.
This is just the worst round we've ever done. This is terrible.
Yeah. No, I actually want to get... I would love one of these.
Have you had a personality change since the last time we've done
this? No, this would actually solve my problem because I can't have plants to her level on, like, windowsills because she'll jump up on the windowsills.
And knock them over and
eat
them?
No, she'll eat them.
Yeah.
This hanging on the wall, she wouldn't bother them. Gosh, you know nothing about me.
All right. You know, as a former cat owner, I know that there are a lot of cats out there who like to eat plants and stuff. Right. So I thought it would be a disaster. You had that thing hanging around the house.
No, she doesn't jump.
Okay.
She doesn't jump at things except on sills and couch.
Boy, this is just not good. You know, you know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to do this. I'm doing the George Costanza philosophy. I might go the opposite. Because if every instinct I have is wrong, then the opposite must be right. Okay. Shall we continue embarrassing ourselves, men? The Nerf Mega Mastodon. It's the first ever motorized Nerf Mega Blaster. Boasts incredible rapid-fire speed to send Mega Whistler darts screaming through the air. 24-dart rotating drum. Fires darts up to 100 feet. Named after the mighty Mastodon, who also dominated battle with their size and power. Requires 6D batteries, not included. $68. The Nerf Mega Mastodon. Dan?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I'd imagine her firing these at V, whether she's happy with them or angry with them. It works both ways.
Okay. Vic?
Oh, God, that's hilarious. Oh, I'm going to go no on this.
Okay. Any specific reason or just you just got a feeling?
I just can't imagine why an adult would need one of these.
Because they're awesome.
I need to have more fun in my life.
Because they're awesome. You know what? I'm going to agree with Vic. I'm going to say no. Maybe I'm doing the George Costanza thing here. I don't know. But I'm going to say no on the Nerf Mega Mastodon. So that's Dan says yes. Dan, you could move out way ahead at this point. At the rate we're going, you could probably seal the deal. All right. Two no's. That was Vic and me, and a yes from Dan. Esmeralda.
Yes.
Oh, my
come on.
God.
No, because Dan knows, because we grew up with Nerf guns. So he knows how fun those are to shoot.
Damn straight.
Yeah,
and then this
Nick
thing
and I
shoots.
Grew
what?
Up with Nerf that was just formed in the shape of a ball.
And a football. That was it.
Yeah,
was a round
Nerf, guns.
Round Nerf ball and a football.
This is like a dream. 24 dart rotating drum. Can you imagine?
Well, yeah. Now, so if you have that hanging garden and Smokey tries to get to it, that's.
That would be, oh my gosh.
No, now I'm putting ideas in your head.
I'm going to do some sort of ninja warrior
obstacle
course for her.
All right. I don't even know what's going on here. Vic, what's going on? Well, this is
usual.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's usual for you.
Welcome to my world, Nick. I still don't like that sound.
All right. Dan has a commanding lead of 3. Vic has 1, and I have 1.
We need a recount. I think Dan has 2.
Oh, he's got 3.
2 ahead of us.
You still have a shot with
I
the
see.
Electoral College.
No, he's got 3. Yeah, Dan, you know, we have the popular vote in this case, Vic. So that's what's going on. All right. Why don't we take a break? We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear the Blackhawks Express, which sucks. And then I just want you to know that just this morning's Blackhawks Express sucks. I'm just going to say that right now. Don't want to be surprise anybody. Then we'll come back and do a few more items for the person that for Sybil here this morning.
All right. Uh-huh. Keep all coming right. up with excuses while you're losing.
And then we'll find out if Bob Dylan played guitar in any Wham videos. No. I'd rather play with Wham than Fiona. All right, here's your forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Today, areas of fog before 1 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high of 57. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 49. Tomorrow, triple play Thursday, sunny. Oh, by the way, tomorrow, I just want to throw this out there. Tomorrow, Dan Feinberg is going to be on. We're going to talk TV. And I always forget to do this. If you have any TV questions, text them in now. We don't usually take phone calls when Dan's on, but if you, you know, throw some text questions at us, any TV questions about shows that are on now, if you're interested in anything, shows that you like, any and all TV-related questions, Dan Feinberg is going to be on with us tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, and, you know, we'll get to some of the texts and answer your questions. So start sending them in, and we'll gather them up and ask Dan Feinberg your TV questions, and that's coming up tomorrow. Yeah. Wildcard Wednesday continues. Peter in Decatur requested pork and the Havana Ducks.
All right.
The song is called Operator, Operator, Put Me Through to Decatur. See, because he's from Decatur.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Pork and the Havana Ducks. Oddly, Bob Dylan playing guitar in that song. All right, let's get back to Wood Esmeralda buy that. I don't see Vic. Is Vic...
He's listening, I believe.
Oh, there he is. Hi, Vic.
Let's do it.
He's ready to go. All right, to recap, Dan is way ahead. Three, and Vic and I both have one.
I was just reading Esmeralda's wiki page. I feel much better going forward.
Okay. Oh,
brushing
up. Well, because you know how accurate those wiki pages can be sometimes. All right, the Carolina Reaper Madness chip. Packy is the brand of the chip. A chip so hot they're only sold in a pack of one. The chip is made of the hottest chili pepper on the planet, the Carolina Reaper. The single chip is packaged inside a coffin-shaped box. The chip is gluten-free and contains no artificial ingredients or preservatives. Post your reaction to eating the chip on social media and have the chance to win a GoPro and a year's supply of other Packy chips. $4.99 for one chip that comes in a coffin-shaped box. All right, Dan.
Esmeralda will be at a party where everybody will eat these chips, drink from the Mr. Lyric glasses, and she will fire Nerf guns at them. So, yes. The answer is yes.
Okay. And, Vic, what do you think? One chip with the Carolina Reaper pepper.
No.
All right. I'm going to just say whatever Dan said. So I'm just going to go just in that case out. So I say yes. Dan says yes. Vic says no. The Carolina Reaper Madness chip, Esmeralda?
No.
Oh, man.
No, I don't really eat spicy foods.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
You don't have to eat it. You could just give it to somebody.
No.
Okay.
It sounds frightening.
It's gluten-free.
It's in a coffin.
It's gluten-free. All right, let's find out what's going to happen on the opening bell. Here's Steve Grzanich.
Hey, Steve. How are
you? All right.
You know, last week we talked about how veterans were getting jobs for the most part when they come back from service, but not really being put to their full potential. Today on the program, we're going to be talking with Scott Katoon of Technori. Tonight on their program, they're going to be highlighting some Chicago startups and tech firms that are trying to challenge veterans and hire them too. That'll be just ahead here on the opening bell. So you want to tune in for that.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Oh, we got time for one more. And this is a chance for Vic to possibly tie. I can't win. I'm an idiot. I'm done. So, but this is a chance for Vic to tie it up possibly. Okay. Microwavable slippers. Your feet will never be cold again thanks to these fully microwavable plush boots. Filled with specially treated millet grains to absorb the heat and fragrance with dried French lavender. Great for soothing and relaxing tired, aching feet. Wipe a damp cloth to clean. Can also be used as a cold pack by placing them in a plastic bag and putting them in the freezer. 2588 microwavable slippers. Dan.
Yes.
You're saying yes. Vic.
No.
Vic saying no. I am also saying no. So, what do you say, Esmeralda?
I like to treat myself. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, what's wrong with you? You put them in the microwave and they're all warm.
Yeah, and they're going to smell like your bacon that when you take them out.
Exactly.
That's why the lavender's there.
That's disgusting. Yeah.
That'll be even better. Bacon, yeah. Odorized slippers.
God,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, so you can walk into your poo room and smell whatever the poo room smells like. A resounding victory for Dan Chagrou this morning.
My poo room?
Yeah, your poo room with your poo spray.
The toilet?
Yeah.
The bathroom?
No, I call it the poo room now. And I, you know why? Winnie the Pooh goes in there without his pants.
Oh, boy.
All right. Esmeralda won. Or, I'm sorry, Dan won. Esmeralda wins that one all the time.
That's right.
Tough loss. Congratulations, Dan. Well, well-fought battle.
Thank you.
You hear the disappointment in Vic's voice.
Hey, I beat you.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. That was for me, not you, Vic. All right. Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right.